It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, joined today by the Honorable Rodney Davis. Mr. Davis represents the 13th Congressional District of Illinois, member of the House Ag Committee, Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, and the starting catcher for the Republicans. And they're winning this year. Is that right?
Absolutely. I thought we were going to win every single year I've played. I've been right one out of five times. So this is the year again I'm going to be right.
Now, it's for those who've never seen this event between the Democrats and the Republicans, it's a competition, but there's some other building that goes on in between here, between the teams, and the opportunity to really build some friendships, isn't it?
Oh, there is. This is probably the most bipartisan event we have in Congress. It's every kid's dream to be able to play a baseball game on a major league stadium field. I've got to do it now. This will be my sixth time. It is just one of those events. And unfortunately, last year it was marred by tragedy. But in the end, we were able to raise over $1 million for local D.C. charities. This is all about local D.C. charities and kids. Usually raise about $600,000. I think they actually raised over $1.5 million, over $900,000 in less than 24 hours after the tragic morning a year ago tomorrow.
Let's talk about when we talk about bipartisanship, usually we can point to agriculture. And when we talk the 2018 Farm Bill, we did see a lot of bipartisan work until things got towards the end. Where are we on the House Farm Bill?
Well, I was disappointed, very disappointed that we didn't have more bipartisanship. I worked with many members, including Ranking Member Colin Peterson 4 years ago on amendments and helping to make a bill better. They chose a different path this year, whether it was leadership driven or whether it was driven by those folks individually for their constituents. That's a question for them to answer. But it was very disappointing to me, and it taught me a valuable lesson. Especially in a year where, many prognosticators think the House is up in the air. I think there's a lot more politics involved than there was 4 years ago. And it's something that I'll have to chalk up as experience the next time we have a farm bill, hopefully 4 years from now, because that means we get this one passed.
Let's talk about the other side of the Capitol. Senate is working on their farm bill. So if they're able to get this thing pushed through, we could see a committee pretty quick. What do you see on that side?
Well, I certainly hope so. I mean, we've always known that the Senate is going to have to pass their version. The House will pass our version. We're going to get another bite at the apple, I think, in a week or a week and a half. And then we go to conference committee. You know, as a freshman, I was one of the members of the conference committee in 2014, and it was a great experience. I got to sit across the table from senators from both sides of the aisle, work with them, really negotiate. I mean, that's what I came here to do. It really is truly like the Saturday morning cartoon says, that you're working through that final process. I'm just a bill. And then that bill gets debated, legislated, matriculated, and then poof, you got an agreement, and then it becomes law. I got a bird's eye view 4 years ago at that conference committee as a freshman. I want to go back as a subcommittee chair, and I hope I get the chance and be able to fight for a lot of the policies that we implemented 4 years ago, and I think areas that we can make better now.
You get that conference report out and get it passed by both chambers. The president has said he'll sign that. He also has been pushing for some infrastructure work as well. You're on that committee. What's happening there?
Well, Chairman Schuster, Ranking Member DeFazio, I know we're talking about an extra kind of booster shot of infrastructure spending. The president, I've been in a room with him where he's mentioned infrastructure as one of his priorities numerous times, and I think I'm really disappointed by the unfortunate response to when the president and his administration released their infrastructure principles. They talked about $20 billion a year for 10 years, $200 billion to be leveraged with local and state and even private funding when that can be taken into consideration. And it was panned by many different groups on many different sides. Unfortunately, what got lost in the shuffle was that this was going to be an extra booster shot of infrastructure spending. And what would have happened, it would have taken some projects that are now in the hopper that would have met the thresholds of local and state and maybe private investment. It would have taken them out of the hopper and taken them out of competition with a lot of projects who might not meet those thresholds. So now they're all still fighting for the same amount of money that we have, which is not nearly enough. And we missed an opportunity to really push forward a package that would have spent four times the amount of money on infrastructure than what the Obama administration's economic stimulus bill spent on infrastructure.
So we've talked about what's happening now, what's coming down the road. Final question for you. As you look even further down, what do you see and what do you want to see the House accomplish here over the next few months?
You know, as we move into the next election, I think we have to have a farm bill. And I'm really excited about the opportunity to have a bipartisan bill come out of our conference committee. I'm not one to think that bipartisanship is dead. And I certainly hope after this election, we regroup. I believe that Republicans will still keep the majority. And I think Chairman Conaway will be there another 2 years. I think as you look ahead when it comes to ag, we're going to start talking about how this farm bill that we just passed, hopefully in the next few months, is being implemented. But we've got some other fixes that we need to make in the ag sector. When it comes to infrastructure, I think the sky's the limit. I think we ought to be able to have true bipartisanship because Democrats and Republicans always talk about fixing our infrastructure deficits and our infrastructure problems. And we got to, after the election, go back to coming together to make that happen.
It's great to see you. Good luck at the baseball game. Good luck at the rest of the year, and thank you for what you're doing for ag.
Well, thank you, Tony. Always appreciate being on. Love being on this committee, and I can't thank the folks on both sides of the aisle that I serve with enough for giving me the opportunity to work with them, and I really want to give a shout-out to Chairman Conaway. He knew he was going to get a lot of arrows when he took this chairmanship, and he's taken a lot, but there's not anybody that I have worked with that has been as dedicated as Chairman Mike Conaway, and he deserves a lot of credit for that.
Representative Rodney Davis from Illinois on the Agribusiness Report.